from the Rebbe, the Holy Lebers in volume 4, and this is in this is letter 949, and this is dated on the 12th day of Adar Sheni, and the Rebbe is addressing this letter to the administration of the yeshivas and the Talmud Torah, and this is for those who came up from Russia at the time in Lud. May Hashem be with you. So the Rebbe says like this, peace and blessing. It's with sweetness that I've received your letter, pleasantness of the 23rd day of the first Adar, with the detailed report, what is taking place in the yeshiva, both physically and spiritually. I was also very delighted to see the list of the students, together with the names of the mothers that Bli Neder, I will read tomorrow on the holy resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, may Nishmas because of the preoccupations and the preparation for Purim that is coming upon us, I don't have the time now to address at length on your question to give my opinion as with regards to your letter and your report mentioned. And I will just be sufficient to give some general points and by introduction. In the olden days, it was the task of the yeshivas and the Talmud Torah, mainly their main function was the study of Torah and the growth, to be able to grow in the knowledge. But the observance of mitzvahs, the practically, and to keeping the Jewish traditions, that was something which was self understood, and every Jewish boy or girl, they were educated in their home education, in their environment, for those hours which they weren't in the walls of the yeshiva, they got that extra sense of belonging and the extra sense of the observance of their parents. But now it's a different time. Times have changed, the Rebbe says. It is the responsibility of the yeshiva and the Talmud Torah also and mainly to make the student into a God-fearing, a Yerushalmayim, to a Jew who keeps Torah and mitzvahs, and only afterwards making him into a scholar for a lamdan. And those yeshivas, which are founded by our leaders, by our rebbes, also make him into a chassid. This is obvious. It doesn't need any sort of strong contemplation that the main thing is the observance of the actual Torah and mitzvahs. Because doing is the greatest to act in actuality. And the ultimate goal of everything is the Yirat Shamayim, is the fear of heaven. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasis es kol hachukim ha'eila liyiras Hashem elokecha. Hashem told us to do all these laws so that we fear Him. As a result of the above, so every Talmud Torah and every yeshiva in general, and especially those yeshivas that are founded by our leaders, the leaders of Chabad in particular, they must organize all their whole curriculum and all of their matters in order to achieve the main goal, this main goal, that the students should be religious and Erlich Hefrum and Erlich Yid. They should be religious and they should be honest Jews, warm Jews, Hasidic Jews. And when you have this outlook, so here I'm going to give you my view about the order of the studies in the yeshiva and Talmud Torah, and I'm going to give these following points. Number one, in the order of the study, in the curriculum, in all grades, you must bring in the laws, the study of the laws and the Jewish customs, whether it's in the lower classes or in the older classes. Each grade according to their level, you must talk about Yahadus, talk about the Yiddishkeit, about the laws of the and customs. Number two, you have to organize very much by organizing Shabbos in Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed in such a in life of the student in such a way that they will be rooted amongst them the laws, the Jewish laws and the customs in an automatic way, instead of imposing on them by having them participate and be part of the order and the customs of the Shabbos, the celebration of Purim, making a Seder, etc. And as known that what you can learn from actual experience automatically is worth a lot more than you can teach the children by speaking to them and instruction. If they experience this, the Rebbe says to organize it in a way that they will be part of it to experience it. Number three, it would seem that the study of the Gemara and similar should be in the morning, in the beginning of the time of the learning, and the Chumash, which does not require that much concentration of thought, that can be taking place in the hours in the afternoon, but not in the other way around. Number four, it is proper to introduce the study of Chassidus before the davening, and I'm surprised that it hasn't been done till now. Maybe by accident this has been deleted from your report. And it's known that this was a tradition from days by gone in all of our yeshivas, and even the minig of Balabatim, the people in their homes. Number five, certainly you must have also classes, students who are able to study in the codifiers in halacha. Number six, to study Chumash and Rashi on their own, those students that don't learn it in the yeshiva, they should have that seder. To introduce the saying of Tehillim after the davening. And we should learn a lesson in actual how to conduct ourselves from the thing of the day, the time now, based on what is written in the pamphlet of Purim of this year. And that is, that notwithstanding all the tests and all the preoccupations and all the mix-up that's going, we have to stand strong in the observance of Torah and mitzvahs in actuality, especially to add additional strength and with more effort in the work of kosher education to teach the sons and daughters of Israel the mitzvahs of Hashem and His Torah. If there are places that through decrees, either openly or through various different tricks, they want to hold on to the Bat Knesses, but the Medrash, Rebbe is quoting from the Medrash that quoted in the Maimer. They're trying to have them to forget the Yidden, the Torahs and the Mitzvahs, and to remove them from godliness, quoting from the Maimer. So you have to know that during the time of that decree, when there is more obstacles, when there is more obscurity, to the extent it's so obscure, they say that what is light is darkness, and matters which you should add really to light of holiness, they use it to add darkness in the klipas of Achra. So Hashem gives you specifically then the power to turn around the darkness to make it the light. This is all quoting from the Maimon. So when we will guard, Rebbe concludes, to the extent for totally self-sacrifice for the young boys and young girls, so then based on the language of the Medrash, when we have young, we have older, then we have the sages, we have elders, we have Torah, we have Bat Knesset, Bat Midrash. The Rebbe has used this phrase over and over and over before the Maimer. What is the ultimate goal? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His divine presence in this physical world. Because when you subdue the other side and you turn darkness into light, that to bring the light of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu with the blessing of a joyful Purim and regards to the whole group. So here the Rebbe spelled out to them and gave them an answer. I showed there was a lot of questions they were starting out, and the Rebbe said of the guidelines. And I know there was once a mashpia, or that's a spiritual guide, who came to the Rebbe also, and my father related this to me, may he rest in peace. He related to me that the Rebbe told him that, and along those lines, he says that in the olden days when they grew up in Russia, people had a natural fear of authority, and they had a policeman, someone from the government. They were afraid. So people didn't, so there was a like a natural or a by tradition, people would respect elders, authority, things like that. But the Rebbe said in this country, in the United States he was talking, or in Europe already, it's become that we don't respect authority, and we challenge authority, and we defy mm-hmm. authority. So mm-hmm. it's a lot more difficult for these children. So the Rebbe says that it's a difficult job, and we have to, but it's no excuse. We got to do what we can to try to help them.